This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Nyctosa and Nyctolhu.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Twin Nickies.
And that's pretty much the only detail about them is that they are the same, but one is a little bit more purple.
Yep. And as a man, I prefer twins.
I have been informed by beer commercials. And also by gum commercials that twins are special.
Yeah. They're sexier.
Yep.
Than a normal.
Is the idea of that fixation that you will lure yourself into some kind of incestuous threesome?
I think so.
Is that the allure?
I think the allure is that you trick some girls into doing an incest.
Yeah. Double your pleasure, double your fun, double your taboos.
Yep, exactly. I think that has always been and it's such a specific thing to be like, what if I was being banged by the same person twice at once?
What if the situation was more confusing?
I would find that really, really tricky, you know?
Yeah. It's just one of those things where like, it's a thing that dudes are conditioned, like in media.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I was just told, I've never had a thing for twins. Been told.
It's like, well, before. What's your end game?
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to get these two sisters to fuck. The bridge too far. And also, yeah. I would feel weird if I did it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, sir, can I date your daughters?
Yeah, it's weird.
One of my really good friends has an identical twin.
Okay.
And it's interesting because, they're largely the same. They have the same voice, but the differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are very interesting to where, like, I feel like, you know, identical twins as they're portrayed in media, especially men's sex media, mm-hmm. they dress the same and have the same weight and stuff.
Yeah,
haircut,
yeah.
And that's not really how identical twins work.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. They look different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the same voice, though, which I find really strange. It's like very confusing. It's not exactly the same, but it's super similar.
Yeah. I dated a fraternal twin in high school.
The beta twin, the worst type twin.
Which just happens. It's like super common. Yeah. It's not
not that interesting. No, I'm not calling you. Yeah,
I'm sorry I didn't date cooler genetic deviations in high school. Yeah.
Let's whip them out and compare deviants. we did all the end of this episode before we did the beginning, but I feel like we have to say that they live on Jupiter.
Yeah. So they live with their mommy. They live with their mommy. And they are the daughters of Cthulhu. They're trapped on Jupiter.
Yeah.
And is this the case where like Cthulhu kept these around as extra bodies to jump to in case he was slain?
No idea.
Yeah.
Like I don't understand what this is or what the point of it is. Like Joseph Pulver's Nightmare's Disciple.
Yeah.
And this is like even just the text of this,
mm-hmm.
They're imprisoned on Jupiter in a hurricane three times the size of Earth called the Great Red Spot of Jupiter. Like that's a line in this book or this short story.
Yeah.
It's just very informative.
You know,
I don't think what is this story where you can make that part of the narrative? I don't know.
Yeah.
And they just live there. They're on Jupiter. Nobody worships them. Like they might as well not exist.
Yeah. They don't look like their dad or their mom. They look like limpets.
Yeah. They look like the incredible Mrs. Limpets.
Mm-hmm.
They're the mailman's daughters. You know, how does Cthulhu even know these are his kids?
Yeah. How do we know Don Knotts didn't slip in there?
Don Knotts is basically
Jimmy Stewart. Yeah. Stewart.
Is there a difference?
No. It's a game we used to play on those damn Ross kids. Don Knotts or Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
Because
Andy.
it's a Bell's house. It's a Jones house.
Because Sathaga, put your ankles on old Don's shoulders here, and I'll dock it in. Whoa!
Watch where those tentacles are going, honey.
One big non-Euclidean cummy.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.